Thank you, Colleen. That was beautiful. Well, great way to begin the morning. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. We welcome those of you in person. We welcome those of you online. We are here this morning. The sanctuary is beginning to fill, and the snow is sliding off the roof. So if you hear some booms, they're not sonic booms or anything else. They're just snow. How many of you are Colorado natives? I grew up and raised here. I found out something interesting this week. Did you know there are different kinds of snowmen? A snowman, if you do it with, you know, muscular with six pack, it's called an abdominal snowman. I'm sorry. Thank you for. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on this week. We are in, and I left my bulletin somewhere. I know where it is. All good. We are in the month of February. We're moving towards Valentine's. Valentine's Day is Ash Wednesday. How many of you remembered that or knew that? We are hoping to have an Ash Wednesday service, 7 p.m., with the imposition of ashes. So, if you are about making calendar and plans, we hope that you will join us for some music and meditation and preparation as we turn to the journey of Lent. Don't forget that the day before is Fat Tuesday. That's the day Mardi Gras and celebrations and everything preparing for Lent. Other announcements for the good of the order as we are preparing and gathering this morning. I greeted Colleen Blake this morning, and Barbara Shaw is traveling, and Colleen is willing to fill in, and, you know, she did a great job. I'm just beautiful. It just warmed my soul this morning, so thank you again. And, yeah. Anything else by way of calendar? Paya, are we on track? Everything in good order?
I hope so.
We hope so. All right. If all of you are set and ready, and we will be celebrating communion this morning, Pastor Neil and I have already conversed and coordinated, and coordinated may not fit for me, but that's another story. At any rate, we are prepared to serve you. Come forward by the middle aisle, as we always do, and take the bread, then take an individual cup and commune at your leisure. If you are joining us online, you might gather some elements, something to use for the hosts, some form of bread cracker, some form of wine juice, as is your pleasure. But be prepared, and you can partake in worship with us. There was something else I was supposed to remember, but I can't think of what it is. So let us stand. Oh, I'm sorry. Don has an announcement here. Okay, thank you.
My dad has a birthday on Wednesday. 95.
Right. 85?
95.
95. That went quick. Okay. Don Sr., 95 years young. Amen. Amen. Diana just pointed out to me, reminded me, if you have given anything to the church, and I know all of you give something, either prayers or spirit or energy, but for financial gifts, and you will need that for your IRS day. Diana says giving statements are in the mailboxes, Diana?
Yes.
The mailbox is back there. So if you remember to grab yours before you leave, it will save us postage in sending those. Other things by way of announcement and the good of the order. If not, stand, wave hello to one another. Let's turn to our call to worship.
Call to worship. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. For God is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, and gathers the outcasts of Israel. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord determines the number of the stars and gives them all of them their names. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power with understanding beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden and casts the wicked to the ground. The Lord takes pleasure in people of faith whose hope is steadfast in the Lord's love. Praise the Lord. So while you're still standing, grab your hymn note, and we will sing hymn 202, People Lukies.
The time is near of the crowning of the year. Make your health fair as you are, abundant and earthly with bookies and sing today. Love the guests is on the way. Fellows be glad through earth is bare. One more seed is intended there. Give up your strength, the seed to nourish that course of flower may flourish. People look peace and sing today. Love that's guest is on the stars keep the watch when night is dim. One more light the bowl shall brim. Shining beyond the frosty weather, bright as sun and moon together. People look peace and sing today. Love the star is on. Angels announce with shouts of mirth Him who brings new life to earth. Set every peak and valley humming with the word the Lord is coming. People look peace and sing today. Love the Lord is on.
Please be seated. Our first scripture reading comes to us from the Hebrew Bible, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. Hear these words. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely are they sown, scarcely has their stem take root in the earth, when He blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their hosts and numbers them, calling them all by name, because He is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden, Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God's unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will feel faint and be weary, and the young will fall exalted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
By way of prayers you see on the back of the bulletin, our prayers that we continue with and that are continually before us, there are hints of pause in the wars, the battles, the atrocities in Israel, the West Bank. Pray for those. Pray that there might be a cessation of hostilities, and that out of that somehow the Lord might bring peace. Amen? Amen. As we are about that, we lift those who are serving and who are in harm's way and who have been injured, and we lift them. Pray for them and their families. Pray them home. The list goes on from there. I won't read all of them, but I want you to be aware of all of those. Are there other concerns that you have, other prayers that you need to be lifted this morning as we are about gathering and as about a family in Christ? I don't see any concerns. That may be a good thing. Amen. By way of celebrations, indeed, we Monday, Seldon Finocchi is having a birthday. How many birthdays do we know? How old Seldon? They're consulting down here. I'm kind of looking to see if Lucy's coming up with anything. We're not sure? Okay. Don Sr., we lifted 95 degrees. Somebody's dream. 95 years young on Wednesday. Happy birthday to you, sir. I have down that Friday is Mary Boyle's birthday as well. Those are the only birthdays and anniversaries that I have lifted. Are there others that I've missed? All right. I did notice that God watered my lawn and gave a little bit of moisture to my trees. I had told Richard as we were preparing for this weekend and it was being forecast, I said, it's too warm to snow. He did not respond. Richard is wiser than I. But nonetheless, that water was full of moisture and is, and we are grateful. We need that moisture all the time. Again, to remind everyone, the snow is falling off that upper roof as the storm warms it, and then it falls down on these sides. Nothing to be terribly alarmed about. Anything else by way of prayers, by way of gathering, by way of being in community and preparing ourselves for the week? Let's turn then to our unison prayer. You find it printed in your bulletin. We praise you, Creator God, in whom we live and move and have our being. We join all of creation in prayers of adoration, worship, and thanksgiving. We ask you, give your attention to our prayers. Guide us to proclaim the message of your love to our neighbors, to bring healing to the brokenhearted, to offer relief to oppressed, and wholeness to the wounded. Thank you for the hope we have in our Savior. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, who invites us and guides us to be servants to one another. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, creator of all that is, creator of the universe, the cosmos, the stars and the galaxies, the planets and all of creation. Creator of the rain and the snow and of the sunshine, of all things on earth. Lord, our Creator, we come before you and give you our allegiance. As we come and gather, Lord, we pause to think a moment of those who are not among us, and those who are homebound or who are failing in health, and we offer prayers to them, offer our love to them. Lord, let them know that we love them and that you love them, and help us always be aware of our neighbors. We lift our neighbors, Lord. We lift those who are hurting and suffering. We lift the sojourners among us. Be with those who have nothing and who have come to this land of prosperity, seeking only to survive. Help us find ways to reach out and welcome them as you have welcomed us, as Egypt welcomed Joseph and Mary and Jesus. Lord, your guidance to us to welcome the neighbor stands with us. Help us be those people who respond. Lord, as we come and gather, each of us has our prayers of concern, our prayers of health, our prayers of worry, all of the things that weigh upon us. And you are present to each of us. In our darkest nights of the soul, you are always there. And we give you thanks. We give you thanks that your presence will never pass from us, and your love will never end. We give you thanks, Lord, for all that we have, for the food on our tables, the clothes on our back, the roofs over our head, this place to worship, and these friends, this family of Christ that is Burns. Lord God, be with us. Be with us that this church may be a vehicle to carry Christ into the world and to share the love of the Savior. Hear us as we come and gather, as we lift our voices with congregations around the world, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your gifts and offering. Colleen, I invite you to your offertory.
We come to our gospel reading, so out of respect of the gospel, please stand if you're able. It's the gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. Hear these words. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and that they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." But Jesus said, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Stephanie, come on down. Kiddos, come on down. Vacation Bible School. Aerobics. Sing. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let's see how good you are. Look at you all. You're going to warm right up in that coat, I'll tell you why. My goodness gracious. What fun.
Feeling down, we've all had those days, we've all felt that way sometime before. Yeah, you're sad, well, you know that's all right, you know we've all cried for something more. Everyone has felt this way. You feel, cause the God of creation's the author of peace with no limitations. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't try to run from your heart, it's the feelings. The God of the stars is the source of our healing. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Yeah, you're sad. Well, you know that's alright. You know we've all cried for something more. Feel what you feel, cause the God of creation's the author of peace with no limitations. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't try to run from your heart, it's the feelings. The God of the stars is the source of our healing. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Cause everybody's felt this way. When we see someone in pain, we can comfort them and say, feel what you feel, cause the God of creation's the author of peace with no limitations. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't try to run from your heart, it's no feelings. The God of the stars is the source of our healing. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, young'uns. A lot of energy there. Good to see that. Busy, busy, busy. You know, I grew up in Grand Junction more than anywhere else, but I have traveled around, and one of my appointments was in Ordway, Colorado. Do you know where Ordway is? Go down to Pueblo and head out onto the plains till you can't see the mountains anymore, and you're pretty much there. Tarantulas and roadrunners and sagebrush in the plains. And we in the city have many things, I think, that sometimes we don't appreciate that. I started making a list when I moved here of all the different ethnic restaurants that were close by. I'm out of sheets of paper. Boy, is there a lot of interesting things. Hawaiian and Tongan and Jamaican and you name it. It's just a lot of interesting places. A rich plethora of opportunities. But one thing about the city that we're very poor in is stars. You go outside at night and count stars, you could probably get it done. You might be able to spot all the ones that are visible and be able to count them if you took your time. I have to tell you, though, that in Ordway, they are rich in stars. You go north out of town, about 10 miles, and you come up on a hill. And that's right where the cemetery happens to sit, oddly enough. But you pull into the cemetery on a nice moonless night, and there are more stars. There's a lot of stars up there. They are rich in stars. If you have never just been amazed at seeing the Milky Way galaxy stretching across the heavens, you can stand in awe. That's a lot of stars. Amen? All right. The pagans, the people that were not God followers, and especially in Isaiah's time. Mark read to us about them this morning. And they're reflecting here something out of Isaiah. The pagans named the stars and named the gods associated with all those stars. So you had all these different gods looking down on you, taking care of you, keeping an eye on you, making sure all was well. But in Isaiah, he says, lift up your eyes on high and see the stars. Who created these? These are not the pagan stars of God. Who created those very stars? God, who brings out your host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because God is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. No limitations, nothing that might restrict God from being almighty. And Isaiah is helping just name that and state that difference and setting aside all those pagan gods and those pagan beliefs. And we are reminded that when we turn to God, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. As I'm getting older and older, my running is less and my fainting is more. God is not faint. Ours is an awesome God. Amen. The Old Testament lesson brought to us Isaiah of captivity and as they are coming out of captivity. The New Testament and Mark is a compilation of several different chunks of narrative. Different things are going on there. We hear Jesus comes, and he comes into the house, and Simon's mother-in-law has a fever, and she's in bed with a fever. In that day and age, a fever could be anything. A fever could be fatal. It could be a cold. Who knew? It was a worry. They didn't have doctors and medicine and pills and pharmacies and what have you. And in Jesus' time, healers were everywhere. There were healers doing this, and you'd give them some alms for performing this sleight of hand or whatever trickery or whatever they did, and they were all around, and lots of them with lots of different things. I mean, it hasn't been that long ago that we didn't have traveling salesmen selling their Dr. Fred's feel-good medicine. It was usually alcohol. At any rate, here are healers all around. But Jesus heals Simon's mother-in-law. He takes her by the hand and lifts her up, and she's brought forward. People hear about this, hear about some of the things he's doing. He's healing people. He's taking care of people. He's casting out demons. The disciples are thrilled. Man, they are popular beyond imagination. How many of you were here when the Broncos won the Super Bowl? Do you remember all the parades downtown? Do you remember the fever? You could walk in anywhere, anytime, and say, "Go Broncos," and you would be welcomed. I did know a fella that was a Steelers fan. He just kept quiet. But boy, oh boy, was that something. I love being on the winning team. How about you? You love being on the winning team? In high school, we had a basketball team, and we won 2 games out of the whole year. It was the way it was. It was a very small school. But I love being on the winning team, and it's just fun to ride that wave. That's where the disciples are. Man, it's great. People are just going nuts. This Jesus, you got to come and see him. And he isn't available. They can't find him. He's gotten up early in the morning. He's slipped away somewhere. We know that he has gone off by himself to pray. But the text said that they went searching for him. The text is better literally translated of, they chased Jesus down. Just think about that mindset. The disciples chased him down and said, "Hey, you got to come. I mean, we're on a roll. Come on, do something exciting. Let's go with this popularity. Let's roll with this." But Jesus says, "Let's go to the next town." See, he isn't here to be about popularity. This is not the Taylor Swift tour. Do I get to use her today? They said that the vast majority of even adults now are Taylor Swift fans. I have to admit, I didn't know much about Taylor Swift. I'm learning a lot fast. She is in the popular culture. But here, Jesus says, "No, I want to go to the other towns and share the message." He has a message that's not about popularity. It's not about healing people. I mean, if all we sought in life was to be healed, we'd be worshiping our doctors or our orthopedists or our different, I can't name even a couple of different kinds of doctors. How many different doctors are there? And most of us have several. But Jesus is not about just healing, because that's about the body. But we want to be healed. Give us a pill. But Jesus is after something else. He is about finding wholeness. Healing ourselves in connection with God. Finding hope, joy, peace, and knowing that solidly enough that nothing can dislodge us from that place. Think about that a moment. I've had a couple of witnesses to that in my life. I was with an architect one day. We were, doesn't matter the details, but a family that we were going to their apartment to do a quick survey, and they were angry because we were 15 minutes late, and they just unleashed on us about how it was a call time, their time was important, and he was wasting it, and boy, they went and went and went, and oh boy, did they unleash. Well, I was kind of getting my hackles up, and the architect waited for him to run down, and he said, well, we can reschedule and come back another time, or we can go ahead with this, whichever you'd like. He wasn't impacted by their unsettledness. I remember distinctly thinking, this is a cool character. And it wasn't him just gritting his teeth and saying, well, he can come back. He just didn't engage it. I said, I want that. That's all right with me. That's what we want, isn't it, in life? Isn't it? Wouldn't that be awesome to be at a place where things don't drive us, things don't unnerve us, things don't leave us hours later thinking about them and pondering and fretting and stewing and being unsettled? Place where we can renew our strength and run and not be weary, walk and not faint. This is what God offers us. And this is what Jesus is trying to bring to us. How? He models it. He repeatedly is who he is, regardless of how life around him goes on. Everyone is searching for him. The disciples chase him down. Kind of changes your image of Jesus and the disciples, that they chase him down to find him, say, come on, let us show you, you're getting it wrong. Let us show you how you celebrity should be acting. Let us go to the neighboring towns so that I might proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came to do. You see, Jesus isn't after seekers. He's after seekers. Yes. Those who are seeking him out, give me a pill. Cure me. My foot hurts. Can you take care of this, Lord? Lord, I'm getting old and weary. Can you make me feel young again? Lord, give me a pill. Solve my problem. I'm out of money. I solve this, Lord. Help me. I've overspent. They want a quick fix. They want a cure. They want a pill. Jesus is not after those seekers. He has compassion for all. But he's after those who are seeking the kingdom of God. They're seeking something greater. They're seeking. Pia, did you have that picture of the stars and everything? Go ahead. That's a time lapse of some stars above the trees and the universe and all things. All things that are part of God's creation and seeking to be one with that God, with that Lord. That's what Jesus is seeking, is those seekers. Those who seek to change their lives, to become closer. Who seek not earthly things and earthly acclaim and fame and fortune, but seek a deeper relationship with the Lord. This is the source of all healing. Think about that a moment. And that was in the song. I wrote it down while we were singing along. The source of all healing. Here is that God that is the core of the universe and is available to us. Let us be those seekers. And let us join, and we are welcomed to come and join. We are welcomed, and we are called. And we are invited. As we turn to communion, let us be called. Pastor Neil. Gathering for the Seder, they were gathered celebrating the Lord's work with the people through all history, the the journey of the people and remembering and acknowledging the journey and acknowledging God's place in the journey. The Seder is about that, and it is a very ritual and scripted dinner. It's also a fine meal, and there's wine, and it's lovely. Jesus has gathered with them on the Passover feast in Jerusalem, and they're gathered there together, and one of the elements is the matzah crackers. They're unleavened. They're not risen. We have leavened bread this morning, but theirs was the matzah cracker because they had to bake their bread in haste because they didn't have time to pause to let it rise. And so you remember the unleavened bread. And there are some of those on the table. And Jesus took that bread and he picked it up and he gave thanks to God for the bread. Lord, I hope we always remember to give thanks for the bread we receive. And he broke it. And he says, let this be my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. It wasn't part of the Seder meal, and the disciples took that in quietly. The meal proceeded on and gets to an end, and now everybody's had quite a bit of wine. There's a soft glow going on and nice full tummies, and wine is on board. It's beautiful. And the table is more or less cleared, and there's still the Elijah cup. It's waiting for the prophet Elijah who departed, who will return someday as God predicted. And Jesus picked it up. He picked up that very cup, the Elijah cup, and he gave thanks to God for that cup. And he said, and he reached down and he handed it to his disciples. He said, drink from this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you gather in remembrance of me. So we gather today in remembrance of him, the Lord broken, and who gave his life for us. Amen. I invite our lay leaders forward. Mark Doctor, Nalu Kalamini. I invite you to come forth and partake. Thank you. that's brought to them? If not, and if you online, if you are partaking, I hope you have partaken of the body and the blood of Christ. Mark, if you'd lead us in our closing hymn.
Thank you, brother.
Our closing hymn comes from The Faith We Sing, number 2022, Great is the Lord.
Great is the Lord and worthy of praise.
Amen, amen. Great is the Lord. I tried to bring all the threads together, the greatness of the universe and the stars and awesomeness. And I don't know if it worked. If it did, it was God that did it. God can do all of those things. And we can trust in the Lord when we seek to be one with our Lord. Amen? In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, go and be the people called to be those seekers. Go in peace. Join hands. Let's sing our closing. God's people said, amen. Amen.